This time on Compassion Radio.
We're talking about eternal consequence and the long game here. So the Word of God is the long game because it has the power to change lives. Mm-hmm. And changed lives live differently. They transform societies. They change the whole trajectory of societies and cultures and peoples, and they bend toward the true north of the gospel eventually because of influencers that influence and change people, because they've got an eternal power, a life source in them that wasn't there before.
You know, it's been said that you can liken God's holy word to a life-saving drink of cool, crisp, pure water on the lips of a dying man. Sadly, so many people who want and desperately need the Bible simply don't have access to it. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Today, Bram and Cher Nelson continue with a conversation discussing the exciting details of this year's Compassion Radio Bible Project. They'll also be sharing wonderful stories about the life-changing impact of God's Word on the hundreds of thousands of people who have already received it through this ministry. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to stay with us for today's very special broadcast. Here's Bram Floria and Cher Nelson.
Where would we be without learning first a verse? Always John 3:16. Where would we be without reading the Gospel of John and discovering who Jesus was? Where would we be as Christians if we didn't have the whole New Testament that continues to describe and unfold and magnify the whole concept of Jesus and God's love for us in sending him? Where would we be as Christians? What would we understand? How devoted could we be? How effective could we be if we didn't have the whole scripture? And yet we want somebody to go out as a missionary and just tell people and have them accept Christ because they're excited about the idea of a savior, but then go on to someone else and leave them with just that. Would we walk with the Lord the same way if that's all we knew is just one telling about him, one verse about him? Having the whole Word of God, I think, is important for every believer, and not just having it, but reading it, and internalizing it, knowing it. And then people who have heard and are intrigued and are curious want one, and we only have a few dollars that we want to contribute to that. We have our Bibles sitting around, and boy, the Lord is lucky if we spend any time with any one of them. And they hunger for them. Now, Bram, I never want to put down what other people are called to. We know that there are missions that have, for years, ridden on trains in India, throwing Bibles out the window to the crowds at each station, gone through China, dropping little Bibles, little tiny things that you can just conceal in your hand.
Or balloons floating over all of North Korea.
Which we have done. There are those who are called to give out tracts. God uses each thing. Our calling is for Bibles. We want to be not just the planters, but the nourishers, the waterers, the feeders of those seeds that have been sown that can grow and blossom into servant lives for the kingdom.
Now, we know that the most valuable plants are the ones that are perennials, not just annuals. Now, annuals can have a little flourish of color. We plant those in our gardens.
Gorgeous,
But the perennials are the ones that keep coming back. And if we think about that metaphor of farming or cultivating or pruning or a vineyard keeper and things, it's always about the perennials. We don't want just annuals to flash up, throw some color out, and then die off. We're talking about eternal consequence and the long game here. So the Word of God is the long game because it has the power to change lives. And changed lives live differently. They transform societies. They change the whole trajectory of societies and cultures and peoples, and they bend toward the true north of the gospel eventually because of influencers that influence and change people, because they've got an eternal power, a life source in them that wasn't there before. And the Word of God for us is that investment in not just one person that wants a Bible, but in their entire future. And we've got friends up at a church in Washington State called the Legacy Church, and their motto, their bumper sticker is changing the futures one life at a time. Yeah. And so they're writing the future in lives with the Word of God at the core of that. We need to be about that every day as all believers, investing in things which we know are eternal.
I think, too, with our constant observation about the lack of decency, civility, respect in the world today, I think that lays at our feet. As Christians, we have not been the kind of salt and light to draw many, many to Jesus. We have not lifted him up so that all can be drawn to him, because that civility, that decency, that decorum, that that niceness, which is a terrible word to use these days, but it comes from the heart of Jesus, who was a strong man and had strong opinions and told a lot of people what he thought about them, but he always loved them. He always had an encouraging word for them. He always had a teaching. He had a purpose in what he said. If we were lifting up Jesus in the right way, people would be coming to us to say, what is it about you? What's different? What? I need help. My life isn't going very well. Or I feel like I got everything I want. Is that all there is? Only the Word of God can draw us into being Christ-like people, not just nice people, but Christ-like people who have the spirit of niceness, yes, but it is because of God's love.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Up next, more great stories about the life-changing impact of God's Word on the hundreds of thousands of people who have received a copy of the Bible or the Gospel of John through this ministry, and how you can help with this very important project. Please stay with us.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way. For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Only the Word of God can draw us into being Christ-like people, not just nice people, but Christ-like people who have the spirit of niceness, yes, but just because of God's love.
And it is fair to say that even if the church was nowhere to be found and there was no one else on earth to talk to, if the Word of God was readable to the person holding it, it is possible for them to have an encounter with the divine.
Absolutely.
Because we believe, and we've seen in our own experience, that the Word of God is a living thing. It's Him. It is the Word. It is the Word made flesh in Jesus. So we know that all those words, as translated and carried across all those centuries, have power because they're living things. It is Him. If you've got the Word of God, you've got Jesus with you right there. And then, of course, we experience it on different levels. It's not just a thought anymore. It's a change of perspective. It's a different way of thinking. It's a different way of feeling. It's a different way of emoting. Mm-hmm. It's a different way of worshiping, discovering that we actually have a chance to approach the throne of God Himself. Mm-hmm. And that it's more than just an idea of a God remote from us, but a God who says, come sit with me on this bench and we'll talk for a while. That's the kind of God we are talking about, and the kind of God, these words of God, these Gospels of John, these New Testaments, these full study Bibles that are being sent to young pastors and believers across Asia, are accomplishing. They're drawing them close to the power of the Word of God in their lives, the name of Jesus, which has a power above all names. That's why we invest ourselves in the storytelling of this project every year. And it's why we're not shy about asking our Compassion Radio partners to get brave, not just in thinking about the need out there and asking God what to do, but then being obedient and saying, God, what do you want me to do? I'll do it. What kind of gift do you want me to send? How many Bibles do you want me to send to China? How many Gospels of John? How many New Testaments to young believers? Whatever the particular need is, our Bible partners are distributing the gifts as God brings it to them, where the need is greatest, when the need presents itself. So we pass through that gift to them. They adjudicate those needs and decide, this is where God's calling us to right this moment. And so in a flash, they're putting their efforts and their distributions and their prayers and their resources out there on the front lines of faith, which is what we ask them to do. So why are we partnered with them? It's why our Compassion Radio partners invested in us in the first place. So friends, when you're doing this, you are actually sending ammunition to the front lines. The people we are reaching out to are on the front lines because they have to face the reality there might literally be governments and militaries that would come against them simply for believing these things. And if they do believe and are willing to confess that faith, how much more they need the Word of God in their hands at that moment of trial. Because we know of many, many pastors and missionaries and believers who are being tormented by their governments simply because they refuse to bow the knee to Caesar, so to speak. Give me an example over the past where you and Norm encountered pastors like that, that stood the test and didn't turn away, but also knew they needed the Word of God to sustain them in the hour of trial.
Oh my goodness, we met with pastors in China who had been imprisoned for 25, 30 years when the Communist Revolution happened and the pastors were all detained. We met with pastors who had had handcuffs on for so long, hands handcuffed behind their back, that the handcuffs had eaten into their wrists and then healed to where when they were released, they had to be cut out of their handcuffs because they had grown into the flesh. We had a pastor who was assigned, because he got in trouble in prison for singing hymns and telling his cellmates about the gospel, to get him away from everyone so that he couldn't evangelize in prison, they put him in the latrines, which meant he spent 24 hours a day in hip-deep waste, human waste, shoveling it to a certain part of it where I don't even
like cleaning up the pigsty manually.
Well, yeah, or even worse. But he said it was the greatest gift God could have given him because he could sing at the top of his voice and he sang hymns all day long. He recited scripture, all he could remember at the top of his lungs. He worshiped God in that horrible place and it allowed him to maintain his sanity. And one of the songs that he sang for us and that he said became his favorite in this awful place was, "I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God." Poses. We met with people who had been beaten and beaten. We saw the scars. We saw and heard awful stories, and yet every one of them was sustained by the internal Word of God that they knew, that they could recite, that they could think on, dwell on, and they all evangelized in the prisons. Some of them were thrown out of prison just to get rid of them because they were having too big of an influence there. We've heard it in other places. Unfortunately, in other places, we are not on the other side of it yet to hear the glorious stories. We're hearing of the ones who are being detained, who are being persecuted, but they're not on the other side of it yet to be able to come out freely and tell us what it meant to them to have the Word of God and to be able to rely on that. Bram, there are so many times in my life when I come up against a problem, a situation, whatever, and my thinking goes to personal thinking, and the Holy Spirit will zap into my mind a verse, a passage, even a hymn lyrics that speak directly to the situation. and you know, going off the trail here on a rabbit track, but you know that's why I ache for young people that are not learning our hymns, mm-hmm. because the Holy Spirit does not have that depth of theology to draw from, to bring to their minds, to encourage them, to instruct them.
People would say, what's the difference? We worship all together. We have choruses and things. What is the most substantial difference in your mind between a hymn and a chorus?
Well, let me just say that when we started using choruses in various evangelistic ways, they were all scripture choruses. Mm-hmm. And we were concerned at that time with people getting the Word of God into them, because we knew people weren't reading their Bibles the way they should. And if something should happen in this country to where persecution really should come, and it could at any time, mm-hmm. we wanted people to have that scripture in them. Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, we were singing things like, Do Lord, Oh Do Lord, Oh yeah. Do Remember Me. Choruses have always
mostly
been
like folk or camp songs.
Yeah, choruses have always been fun.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed them as much as anybody, but the hymns were written to teach theology in places where they were not allowed to have the scriptures. Individual people were not allowed to have the scriptures. They had to be fed from on high. And other people wanted the richness of God's word to get into people. And so they started writing hymns as scripture theology so that people would really know the extent of this righteous, majestic, incredible, unknowable, unfathomable God who loved us so much on this teeny, tiny little speck in the universe where he put us to send his only son for redemption, for forgiveness, to teach us righteousness. There's so many things in there that we need to know. And those verses, and forget singing verse 1, 2, and 5, mm-hmm. read all of the verses and know them. It is so important, because music will come back to us in a way.
Yeah.
And even in memory, even in Alzheimer's units, in dementia units, where people have lost all contact with the world, we bring music to them and they can sing along, they can play along, they know the lyrics. Music does something in the mind that
cannot
be defeated.
I think it's important that the New Testament reminds us in more than one place of the importance of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Each of them have a purpose and they're unique in their intent and in their content. They complement each other and are necessary for a full experience and expression of worship corporately.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily on the individual level, although many will go through all these things and sing their whole heart out in all different ways. But there was something about the depth of the emotional connection in Psalms that acknowledges who God is, proclaims it, and then allows the human to respond to that. That was really psalmic. That's why the Psalms are there, to proclaim the majesty and glory of God and to establish our position in relationship to it. And then we have the hymns, which teach us how to understand the deeper things in ways that are both emotional and truth-telling. And then we have spiritual songs, which can include a huge range of expression, including our common and modern choruses. But they're all essential for the entire spiritual maturity of any growing Christian. And every culture has all three.
We'll hear more from Bram Floria and Cher Nelson next time on Compassion Radio. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, your smartphone, or your tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and take a few moments to find out more about this ministry. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the important work that God is doing through Compassion Radio. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can visit CompassionRadio.com. And when you're there, just click on the donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word compassion to 53445. That's the word compassion to 53445. And of course, you can always write us at Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. Be sure to join us again next time for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.